Good morning. Good to see everybody here today. Have a good full congregation. It is a glorious time to be here on Easter. I would have much rather had yesterday's weather today as well, but we will welcome the showers. As they say, April showers bring May flowers. So how many people mowed their lawn yesterday? Yeah, that's what I did. So it is on its way. Spring is here. We welcome you here today for this celebration on this day of Easter. And we will begin by sharing in our call to worship. So if you will look in your bulletins, you will respond to me with the bolded writing. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Welcome to worship as we rejoice in the Lord, in our Lord's resurrection and ours on this most joyous day. Today, we complete the Lenten series, Am I Guilty?, with a first-person account of Mary Magdalene, a devoted follower of Jesus and a witness to the resurrection. She will share highlights of her unique privilege of being the first to see the risen Christ and her commission to share the news with the disciples.
We stood at the foot of the cross until our Lord died, and they took away his body. My own tears mingled with those of his mother Mary. John would take her home and see that she rested. There was nothing more we could do. The sun had gone down, and it was now the Sabbath. Joseph asked for the Lord's body, and he would see to it that it was placed in the tomb. We would make our plans to prepare his body at the proper time for burial. The Sabbath was the saddest day of our life. The Lord had promised to return, but did we dare believe? As the sun just began to rise on the third day after the crucifixion, we made our way to the tomb, bringing spices to prepare his body. Just as we came, there was a sudden earthquake, and we fell to our knees in fear. There stood an angel of the Lord, and he rolled away the opening to the tomb. His face and his clothing so brilliantly white, they blinded us. The soldiers guarding the tomb shook with fear and fell like they were dead. The angel spoke to us, saying, "Don't be afraid. I know why you're here. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen." We looked inside the tomb, and indeed he was gone. But where? Where was his body? Had someone stolen it? But the angel assured us, "He is alive. You must go and tell the disciples that he has risen." We hesitated. Could it be true? We were still badly frightened and overwhelmed with wonder. We ran away, but not believing. But we wanted to obey the angel's command. Suddenly, Jesus stood before us, and we fell to his feet and tried to worship him. But he said, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave at once for Galilee, and I will meet them there." It's true. Rejoice. He is risen. He is alive. Our Lord is here with us. Am I guilty? Yes. Am I forgiven? Yes. Oh, yes.
Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we praise you for the triumph of your Son, Jesus Christ, over sin and death. May our lives reflect his victory, and may we bring glory to your name in all that we do. Amen.
Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting. Alleluia. Dying once he on us save. Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave. Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won.
Come, then, O come,
in robes of light arrayed, guarded thee whilst thou slept. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb. Lead me to Calvary. Cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share, thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me. To Calvary, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It is always a joy to hear you sing and play. I think now we get a little entertainment. It's Butch.
That wasn't entertainment?
That was joyous entertainment. This is funny entertainment. We have Butch for a children's story, if all the children would like to come forward.
Right away. It's funny. I'm serious today.
Are you?
It goes.
Okay.
Oof. I'm serious. Are you kids coming up to the story? Oh, okay. No, right here. Yeah, I can't. That's too much stuff. Holy smokes!
They multiplied, Butch.
Uh-oh. I might not have enough stuff. Good morning. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Say something. Grunt. Hi. So, today's Easter. You know, these special services can get kind of long for kids like us, right? You know. Where's he at? I don't even see him. Oh, there he is. So, I figured we'd have some snacks today. Anybody like Chips Ahoy's? Nobody likes them? Well, you can't have any because you're not, well, yeah, I guess you are a kid. Nobody likes Chips Ahoy's? You like Chips Ahoy cookies? Yeah? Okay, you want to hand those out? Open them up. Hand them out. What's wrong? What? They're empty. Oh, how about Cheez-Its? Who likes crackers? You want to hand those out for me? But Carol? Yeah. Huh. I'm going to put that down there. That's no good. Well, at least we can have a drink of water. Who wants a drink of water? Oh, wait. There's something wrong with that, too. So, when things are empty, sometimes it can be disappointing, right? Like, we all wanted some cookies. We all wanted some crackers. A drink of water would have been really nice. But sometimes when things are empty, it's really, really bad news. You know when that is? When it's empty, it's bad news. That's bad news. But you know, sometimes when things are empty, it's good news. What do we know about Easter? We know that Christ died for us. And then we know he was buried in a tomb. And then we know something happened. People went to the tomb, and what happened? It was empty. If you turn around, there's an empty tomb right back there. So on Easter, something empty is a wonderful thing. And sometimes we're empty. And the way we get filled up is through the empty tomb. Jesus rose for us to fill us up. So remember. And I'm sorry I didn't have any snacks. Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice and the empty tomb. And thank you for being the one that will fill us up when we're empty. Amen.
If you would now like to turn with me in your Bibles, we will be reading this morning's scripture. It is from Matthew 27, verses 62 to 66, and Matthew 28, verses 1 to 6. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting a guard. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" May God bless the reading of his word, and we will now have our morning message with Pastor Galen.
There are signs of new life all around us. Can you just tell me some of those signs of new life that you have seen? There are flowers that are growing that haven't grown in a while, and so they're starting to come up. I've seen daffodils, lilies, crocuses, beautiful flowers. What else is a sign of new life that we've seen? Say it again. The robins. If you see a robin, you know that spring is in the air, right? There are robins that show us the sign of new life. What else? The trees are blossoming. I've seen some flowers on the trees, some buds on the trees. Tom already mentioned mowing the grass. We know the grass is growing. You can see it greener than it was a little bit ago. All kinds of signs of new life all around us. And today we celebrate new life when we come today on this Resurrection Day. What I want us to do is to do this again, what we've already done. And what I will say is simply, He has risen. And if you would repeat after me and say, He has risen indeed. Okay, so let's try this. He has risen. We're going to try it one more time, and I want you to shout it louder than you would if you were at a Pittsburgh Steelers ball game. Okay? I want the First Church of God to hear us, because this is Resurrection Day. It's a time that we need to get excited. Amen? All right, so let's try this again. He has risen. There we go. And it is certainly a time for excitement on this Resurrection Day when we celebrate the fact that Jesus has risen indeed. As a pastor, I have visited people who were in prison, and I have walked with them as they have gone through that experience. Usually, part of that experience for me is that someone will tell me, the guards will show me the place that I need to go and visit with this prisoner. And in that process, usually I visit behind some kind of glass barrier, some kind of barrier between me and the prisoner. And it's quite an experience if you've never visited in a prison. It's quite an experience to do that. And as I thought about physical prisons, today I want us to think about the fact that there is a prison that is greater than any physical building. There is a prison that some people experience in their lives when they realize that they are chained down by their sins. Some people never realize that, and they go through life being chained down by their sins. And their lives are turned away from God. But there's good news today that I want us to see. And that good news is that Jesus has set us free from the prison of sin through His death on the cross. And that's good news today. In Matthew 27, in our scripture reading this morning, right before our scripture reading, we see in Matthew 27 that Jesus died on the cross. And through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, He set us free from our sins. He set us free from the prison of our sins. And I love what Ephesians 1:7 says. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1:7 writes this. And this is the New Living Translation. He says that He, God, is so rich in kindness and grace that He, God, purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we have been set free from the prison of sin. In 2018... there was a Christian singer by the name of Zach Williams. Maybe you've heard of Zach Williams. He co-wrote the song Chainbreaker, and it's a song that we sing sometimes in this church. And in 2018, Zach Williams went to the Harding Prison in Tennessee, and he did a concert for some of the men there that were in prison. And these men were Christians. And if you see a video, you can watch it on YouTube and watch this concert or part of it. You can see these men who are Christians, they're prisoners, but they are praising God. They are singing praises to the Lord in prison. And you may look at this and ask the question, well, how in the world could these men who are prisoners, these men who are in chains, how could they sing and praise God in prison? And here's the answer to that question. Because Jesus has set these men free from the worst prison. Jesus had set these men free from the prison of their sin. And they received Jesus as their Savior. And because they received Jesus as their Savior, and because Jesus had set them free from their sin, they could sing and praise God in prison. Listen to me today. The death of Jesus Christ was the key that opened the prison of our sin. His death on the cross set us free. Amen? And today, on this resurrection day, we can rejoice because Jesus has set us free from the prison of sin through his death on the cross. But on this resurrection day, there's another reason for us to rejoice. There's more good news today. And the good news is, the rest of the good news is that Jesus has set us free from the prison of death through his resurrection. Not only are we set free from the prison of our sin through his death on the cross, but Jesus has also set us free from the prison of death through the resurrection. In Matthew 27, the scripture that was shared this morning, we see that the religious leaders and the Roman authorities tried to keep Jesus locked in that tomb. They did all they could to keep Jesus behind bars, to keep Jesus trapped in that tomb. And we see in Matthew 27 that there was a stone that was placed at the entrance of the tomb. And that stone was there to keep folks out, to keep Jesus in. And we also see there was a Roman seal that was placed on that stone. And if that Roman seal was broken, if someone came to disturb the body of Jesus, if that seal was broken, the punishment was death. And so the Romans wanted to ensure that Jesus, his body would not be taken, his body would not be disturbed. They put a stone there at the entrance of the tomb. They put a Roman seal on the stone. And if you touch that seal, the punishment was death. And not only did they do those things, but the Romans also posted guards at the tomb. And those guards had to watch closely to see if anyone would come to guard the body of Jesus. And we know what happened as we read today in Matthew, that the Jewish leaders and the Roman authorities could not stop Jesus from breaking free from the tomb. And we see in Matthew 28 what it says, that an angel rolled back the stone. The Bible says that the guards became like dead men after the angel rolled back the stone. And then we see that Jesus broke free from the prison of death. You see, nothing could stop Jesus from rising again. And here's why we celebrate today on this resurrection day. Because Jesus Christ broke free, because Jesus Christ rose again, if we are Christians, if we know Jesus as our Savior, the good news is we will rise again to new life in heaven with Jesus someday. Amen? And that's the most wonderful news. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow, as the song says. Because he lives, we can someday have new life in heaven with him. That's why we rejoice. That's why we celebrate on this resurrection day. Because we live, because he lives, we will rise again someday with him. In John 11, verse 25, Jesus says to Martha, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." He says, "Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies." So the good news is, because Jesus rose again, someday when we die, we will rise again to live forever. If we know Jesus as our Savior, we will be with him forever and ever in eternity. Listen to me today. The resurrection of Jesus was the key that opened the prison of death. The resurrection of Jesus sets us free. And all of God's people said, amen. Maybe you are here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Maybe you are here today on this Easter Sunday, on this day of resurrection, and maybe you've never committed your life to Christ. Maybe you've thought about it, or maybe you've never thought about it because you've decided you want to live the way you want to live, and you've never received Christ into your heart and into your life. But here's the good news this morning, and here's what I want us to take from today, that Jesus Christ can set you free from your sin. Through his death on the cross, he can make you free if you receive him as your Savior. And here's what else he can do. Jesus Christ can set you free from death. Because if you receive Christ as your Savior, someday when you die, you will be with him forever. The Bible says you will resurrect like he did, and you will rise with him and live with him forever in eternity. Here's the wonderful news this morning, that Jesus Christ can set you free. Jesus Christ is that chain breaker. One of my favorite songs is a song that we have done here before, and it's a song by Zach Williams, as I already mentioned, and it's the song Chain Breaker. And this morning, I want us to look at the words of that song. It's the same song that Zach Williams sang to those Christian prisoners at Harding Prison in Tennessee back in 2018. And it's a beautiful song. And this morning, I want us to look at the chorus of that song together, and I want us to do it line by line. And I want you, if you would, to respond to the underline part. And you'll know what to do. It's on your screen. It's also in your bulletin. Because it is a reminder to us that we serve a God who is a chain breaker. Jesus Christ can set you free. He can break your chains. Will you say these words with me, just the underlined part? If you've got pain, he's a
pain taker.
If you feel lost, he's a
pain taker.
If you need freedom or saving, he's a and if you've got chains, he's a chain. Can we do that again, Chelsea, one more time? Let's do it one more time. And this time, let's raise the volume. Why, Pastor? Because it's Resurrection Sunday. And we're excited. And this is more exciting than a ball game. And we can yell and scream when our team is winning, but folks, we need to yell and scream because Jesus has set us free. Amen? All right, so join me this morning. Join me on the underline part and let's shout it out. If you've got pain, he's a
pain taker.
There you go. If you feel lost, he's a
pain taker.
If you need freedom or saving, he's a
prison shaking
savior. And one more. If you've got chains, amen. Good job. On this Resurrection Sunday, let's praise the Lord today because we have a chain breaker. Let's praise the Lord today for our freedom in Jesus Christ. And together all of God's people said, amen.